Visiting historic sites. Cath Tansey here. For many years, me and my husband have enjoyed going to National Trust houses or gardens and also and other historic places, English heritage, and also places in Scotland. Rather to my surprise, now that I'm almost completely blind, I have still found it's worth going to some places. Often there are gadgets which will read out things to you. They may have one of these electronic audiovisual gadgets. I'm always with my husband and he can read things out to me, but it's obviously nicer for him if I have earphones and one of these audio guides. And in many places they give him an audio guide as well, so we can go around together and we're both listening to the same information. In particular, the places I have enjoyed include going to Stonehenge early in the year. Again, you get an audio guide and it described the stones. And of course, no one's actually allowed to go in and touch them anymore. So instead of looking at them, I'm listening to the descriptions. And there were some interesting information in the museum and shop that I could touch and also have described to me. There was also outside some huts to show how the Stone Age people there lived, and I was allowed to hold some objects. This being able to hold some objects or replicas of objects was also true when we visited the Mary Rose, the ship that was Henry VIII's flagship and which sank down at Portsmouth and has been raised. Again, there was a lot of description of the ship, and there was tableaus with people in them, and there was someone who appeared with objects for me to hold. And that was really interesting, holding goblets and the other objects that they had taken out. They weren't the originals. Another thing that I found really interesting was visiting in Scotland, in Galloway, visiting a place called the Devil's Cauldron Museum. And this was the site of a First World War and Second World War munitions factory where they made this stuff that would go into explosives. Again, a lot of audio guides and lots of information about all the thousands of people who worked there and the villages that were built to house the people in this huge factory which covered acres. Another place of interest further along in Galloway was an old corn mill. It wasn't English heritage, it was the Scottish equivalent. And in this old corn mill, the chap there would kindly allow me, he took me to touch various things to do with the machinery so that I could envisage it, which was very helpful, including the big grinding stones for a corn mill or oatmeal, it was probably oats. And that was very interesting. Two more places of interest. Sir Isaac Newton, he was born in Lincolnshire, and the house where he was born, a small farmhouse, is also open to the public. I think it was English heritage. Again, very interesting if you have someone with you to describe what you're seeing. And also there's an interesting scientific museum as well. Another place is Clifford's Tower in York, which has been done up and reopened. There are quite a lot of audio guides and places where you actually listen to someone recounting their experience of the tower and how it was used in the various battles that ensued. So all very interesting if you like history. I should add that if you're blind or visually impaired, then your companion gets in free as your guide. So I'm a member and my husband leads me around. And people are always very kind and helpful, and you can ask if they've anything extra available to help blind people.